Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Yay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Retha. Good morning. And the holiday season, Retha. Can you believe it? December 26th. Wow. So how was your Christmas, Retha?
I know. It's amazing. It was a wonderful Christmas.
Wow. And we didn't get much snow, so we're okay there. But I heard some of the other country got enough of it. So we're moving along here. No, it was amazing. And the toy drive was amazing. And, I checked the birthdays today, Retha, but I don't know many of the names anymore. I know it was Steve Allen. Do you remember Steve Allen? And John Walsh and Alan King. Those are three of the names I remember. But a lot of the new ones, I just don't remember anymore.
You don't remember what?
Well, the newer stars, like when I watched the Academy Awards and that, you know, I remember when Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Clark Gable and those guys were up there getting their awards, but now I just got to get up to date on this stuff.
Well, but, definitely not the new stars, right, Bing Crosby?
I got good news for you, Reed. Some of the most popular places to visit during the holidays, you'll like this. California was not on the list. New York, Chicago, Colorado, Florida, Puerto Rico, and Alaska were the top six. So I know that would make you happy. You know,
yeah,
stay out of California.
The fewer people that come, the fewer people that stay.
Yeah, that's amazing. But, no, but it was nice seeing you at Eric's Toy Drive. And I'll tell you, it was a smash. It was a hit. We had celebrities. We had cameras from all over. Where it's Getty Extra, Fan TV and Actors Reporter, Pepper's Actors Reporter, and Celebrities Galore. It was great. Great toy drive. And the only problem is the Marines, they had to stay on overtime moving all the toys.
Oh, my goodness. There were lots of toys. And
they were,
there was a truckload. There was a donor
yes.
that brought a truckload.
Steve Redenbrock.
Literally,
from
when I drove up, that's how I found the location. I saw this truckload of toys.
Yeah, he really outdid himself. There was his truck out in front, and then people were coming in from the other entrance with toys going up and down the elevator. The place was packed. And Retha, you saw the little tree there. It was a nice sized tree. I did the tree, so it had a little effect, you know.
We had a Christmas tree. The only thing we didn't have was Santa, but I guess he was kind of busy.
Santa was busy.
Yeah,
but anyway,
he can't make every party when he's got to get ready to deliver those toys on time. So.
Yeah, no. And you know, like, I know you had a lot of things going on through the holidays because everybody wants Retha at their bed and everything. You know,
I had a whole flurry of to attend during the Christmas holidays.
There's so many, huh? A lot.
Well, that's how come you don't have a voice. You've been talking and partying and got a cold and you've been staying up late and not getting enough sleep. And what are we going to do with you, Jim?
You got that
have
right.
To get you more sleep. You're talking about me always going somewhere. You're always on the go. And my work is a lot easier. I just get to stand there and be celebrity.
I know
you do all the heavy lifting. You drag materials. You decorate trees. You drive all over the world, it feels like sometimes.
Yeah. I got you on stage. I didn't see the twerking this time, though. And I know it's not pleasant for my voice, so I'm going to bring Eric on when we do the hot topic. I'm going to let him talk about the toy drive a little bit.
Well, we're already past hot topic time, so let's do hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. today's hot topic.
What's going on, guys? I gotta come in and
there's
I gotta salvage my dad. I gotta salvage James Dooley.
We got Eric.
He's struggling, man. You could hear him, but my dad works harder than anybody, you know, and he works harder for a good cause, and you know, he's creeping up into his 70s and he's working like he's a 21-year-old, and so yeah, get him, Aretha. Get him. Yeah, tell him what he needs to do.
He needs to rest.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back in Orange County now. I'm back here making sure that he rests. I'm nursing him back to health and getting him some soup and making sure that he'll be back and up and ready for the new year. You can't go into the new year with a ding on your hood. You got to be a nice shining car.
Absolutely. And he texts me like at 2:00 in the morning. And the bad thing is, I text him back. And I was thinking to myself, what are the two of us doing being up at 2:00 in the morning?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so that's what's going on, guys. Radio Boomers Live, you never know what you're going to expect. And also just let everybody know the chat is live. It is open. So when you're clicking on the listen live on easywayradio.com or actually easywaybroadcasting.com/radioboomers. Live. You scroll down.
I was going to chat about the toy drive. You guys talk a little bit about it.
Okay, we'll go on the toy drive. So this is your way past your time hop topic time. We'll just talk about it a little bit. Aretha, you did your thing on stage. You hosted, girl. You do your thing. I'm telling everybody out there, you need to hire Aretha if you need someone to orchestrate and guide. Got an event. At one point, the audience wasn't necessarily listening, and Aretha jumped off stage and started tapping people on the shoulder. Hey, look over here.
Sometimes you got to do that at these events. They're such great networking events, and there's not enough time to network and all the wonderful talent and hear all the wonderful songs and performances and Isaac played the accordion and just all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Jamie Clare did an amazing performance. Victoria Renee did an amazing performance. Seven Roberts did an amazing performance. Magician Stoyle did an amazing performance. And you said we didn't have a Santa Claus. We did have a Santa Claus. He was behind the keyboard. He was just hiding behind the music. Remember?
he was off duty, so he didn't have on the red suit. You're right.
Yeah.
We had a standing ovation too.
Yeah, Carmelita. Well, I was saving that one. You stole my thunder. Carmelita really opened it up. You know, she was the opener for the performance, and she really opened it up. And her beautiful voice grabbed the attention of the audience. And then we had an NFL star, a former star from the Raiders, now pastor, Emery Patterson, opening up with prayer. And, it was raffles with the Lamborghini Gold Champagne. We had the Easy Way Cares Bear. We had we had Norky, the giant penguin, and over 25 stars, extra covered Getty wire image. And ultimately, like you said, Aretha, we had a truckload of toys. And, you know, everybody that showed up to the event brought at least 5 toys. So between 250 people or so, and everybody bringing toys, we had a good stack of toys. And actually, the Marines said on my show, Easy Talk Live on Voice America, plug, that they were able to give over 35,000 kids and families toys, and they collected about 60,000 toys this year. That's pretty cool. That's all I got to say. That is pretty cool. That's what it's all about. Easy Way Cares, and everybody that's a part of our Easy Way fam united together to make that happen for the families and the kids less fortunate. We appreciate everybody.
Steve brought that.
You're cutting out a little bit, Aretha. Try that again.
No. Name, his company name, but.
Oh no, we're kind of you're chopping up a little bit, Aretha. Did you say Steve Radenbaugh, Built Wall Roofing, provided those toys?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, there we go. Now we can hear you. And we were honored. We honored Steve Radenbaugh with the Community Santa. It's actually our second annual Community Santa Hero Award, on behalf of Easy Way Cares. and Toys for Tots, and we appreciate him and being such a hero, as well as Dante Sears, and it was pretty amazing. So, but do we want to go to commercial now and bring your guys as guests in, or we can keep talking about the event?
Yeah.
What do you want to do, Aretha?
Commercial. It's
commercial time.
Commercial time. All right.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
I love Sarah. She does that so well.
We do it the easy way.
That's such a perfect voice. Aretha, you got to do we gotta get you to do your highest voice. We do it the easy way commercial.
I may break some eardrums. I don't know.
Now, you did an amazing job on the intro and the outro. And speaking of intros and outros, we got an amazing guest.
Amazing guest. His name is Robert Anthony, and he's calling, guys. He's calling from Australia. All right. I mean, he's the other side of the world. And
Robert Anthony is. Do you want me to read this, Dad, or do you have it?
Well, he's an amazing person. He doesn't just believe in, you know, taking care of part of your life and improving on, you know, the health part or the finance or the work, and, you know, whatever you're involved in, if you're an entrepreneur, he takes the full circle, well-rounded. That's his expertise, a full balance to happiness. And Robert, are you on with us?
Let me read his bio here really quick, because I want to give this guy justice. He does a lot more than that. Robert Anthony is the founder of The Great Life. That's GR8, the number 8, LIFE company. He's a former CPA and change management consultant who now works with Australians like my dad's. Well, you already said that, Dan. For 10 years, he worked in London with the National Health Service, where he was responsible for several changes to the delivery of administration services. In London, he studied NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and has gone on to do landmark. He gained a coaching certification and other courses to have a balanced approach to the Great Life Lifetime of Happiness Project. It was during his time in the NHS, he identified the needs of the society that led to the development of the concepts that are now the basis of the Great Life membership site. So Robert lives in Melbourne, Australia, with his wife, Joanne, and their four teenage daughters. All right. Well, hey, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Robert.
Thank you very much, Eric and Jim and Aretha.
Now, the big question, Robert, the big question. Did you go out caroling with the Wiggles or John Farnham or Anthony Warlow or Nikki Webster? Now, do you recognize those names?
No. I recognize the names, Jim, but no, we didn't brush. we didn't hang out together.
They're supposed to be big entertainers in Australia. I thought you might know me. But welcome to the show.
No, we know of them, but no, I didn't. I haven't reached those heights just yet.
Well, you have quite a bio, and I want to introduce you to Eric's on the show. He's, Eric Zulli, my son, on Easy Way Broadcasting,
yep.
And Aretha Gray, Betty White's co-star. This is Robert Anthony. And, Robert, you have quite an impressive, your bio goes on so long that you wouldn't have any time on the show. So tell us a little bit about your lifetime of happiness and the programs you're working with and so on.
Well, as the bio said, it all started when I was working in the health service in London. And I just noticed that people were not feeling very good about themselves. And after a nasty boardroom incident one day, my wife handed me the poison chalice and told me that I could do something about it. And I spent probably the next 2 or 3 years investigating what could be done, and I just realized that totally in society these days. Yeah. People are lacking confidence in themselves. They don't transfer what they do normally across into other situations. And with a very good friend of mine up in Pismo Beach, David Sheldon, and somebody very close to you guys, Bill Brown, we set about trying to rectify it. We built what we call the Lifetime of Happiness program, and we decided that what we wanted to do was make it affordable and accessible to everybody that really couldn't afford to go into high-profile coaching or personal development courses, because not all of us have got the resources to be able to access that type of information. And a lot of other people just don't have the time, like people working in emergency services and who are putting their lives on the line for us day in, day out. They get to miss out on so much. So we just decided to make it very accessible by building a 24/7 website where people could go in, choose what they wanted to do. The other thing that we realized along the way...
with the planners, yes.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a pick and choose. What areas of our lives? And what we don't realize is that we go in for, say, a diet, or we look at our health, but we're not looking at the other several areas of our life that relate to it. And so what we've designed it around is health and wellness, wealth and finance, our relationships, our lifestyle, personal growth, our work or our careers, our environment, and we wrap it all up with our spirituality, because too often we forget that very important factor of our life, that we are spiritual beings. And in this day and age when political correctness creeps in, we often forsake ourselves for the sake of others.
Well,
so,
Robert, are you noticing that because of all this terrible, you know, news that's on and all these things with, you know, ISIS and the problems in the Middle East,
yep,
and the economy, you notice that's affecting people's lives, isn't it?
It is, Jim. Look, at the end of the day, I'm fortunate that I work with Indigenous Australians. And what you get to see is a different perspective on life. They're very basic principles that they hold. But at the end of the day, we're all interrelated. We can label it with what we like, but it just boils down to the fact that there's men and women out there. Our needs are basically the same. Doesn't matter where you come from in the world. And that's what we found in building these systems, was that we had all of this commonality going on. And as a result of that, it made the whole thing a lot easier to come together.
Yeah.
Now, what is the neuro-linguistic, what is that?
NLP is the practice of language. It basically works on four what they call modalities that you can. It comes out in your speech patterns. People talk about I see what you say. That means that they're a visual person. I hear what you say. They're auditory. I feel it. They're kinesthetic. And that adds up, means that, you know, it's primarily they're digital people. There was a gentleman in a school superintendent in North Carolina quite a few years back who was sitting at home one Sunday with his grandchildren. And he noticed that they were playing all of these very complicated computer games, which I can't get my head around with my children. And he had an aha moment where he suddenly sat up and he realized that on Monday morning he sent them back to school and they put down their controls and they picked up a pencil and paper. So he convinced the school district to get everybody a laptop. what they found in the classroom was that there were four groups of people, or four groups of students, let me more. And they were visual, they were auditory, they were kinesthetic, and they were digital. But learning went through the roof. They found that their pass rates went up into the high 90%. Absenteeism went down, but the parents began to get involved in things because they became very curious as to why their children wanted to learn. But all they'd done was they streamlined the education to what the kids actually wanted to do. And that's what we've done. Is,
interesting.
Yeah. Look, it's all very interesting, and it's so simple, it's hard.
And you're saying that they brought the laptops? Because of the laptops?
It wasn't so much that they brought the laptops, Jim. It was the fact that they respected the kids' rights to go off and investigate and learn what they wanted to. Like, yeah, you know, they had to have some controls because initially people went off and went onto the wrong websites or they started playing games.
Right.
And, well, that's what children do. That's what kids do.
Right. But that's what adults do. I'm a kinesthetic learner. And so to me,
yes.
that's the hardest style because no one understands you.
Kinesthetics
are a little harder than everybody else.
Yep. Now, you're hitting on something now. When I was in management and we began to, and we are going back some time ago, we began to introduce computers into the office, and I had three gentlemen that worked for me who were absolutely in awe. They were so scared of these things, and I could not get them to turn the computers on. I couldn't get them to touch the keyboards. They just wanted to use the pen and their old ledger books. And so one day I went in there and I said, "Guys, have you ever played cards on the computer?" And they said, "What?" And so I gave them access to the game. Within 3 months, they were using the computers like they've been using them all their life. They got over their fears. And too often, from management point of view, we do things that are too much like the boss rather than treating somebody like a colleague and a friend. And again, that's what our systems are designed to do, is that to show people that we are related to each other, that our lifestyle isn't just a solitary thing, that we do interrelate with each other. We are a society. And yes, we respect each other and all the rest of it, but it's how we as individuals make all of these decisions. Most of the time, we decide what we're going to eat. We decide what television shows we're going to watch. But when we go into a work situation, we're under the control of the boss. But maybe it's just an Australian thing. We're very independent people, and we tend to look after ourselves a lot more than what I found in London. But once I started to get people to react the same way over there, I would have to go around of an evening and tell people to go home because they were having fun at work. They were enjoying the interrelationships with their colleagues. And we've built all of that into these systems to give people back self-esteem, integrity, a lot of dignity, and showing people that it doesn't... You know, they don't have to feel alone and isolated anymore. I think
I think it's called entrenchment. They have a certain way. They're used to living their life a certain way. And you present something new, it's kind of scares them a little bit. And it's like do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. It's like the people that didn't want to do the computers. It's like me with the cell phone. Once you jump into it. Yeah, you can learn it, and then it changes you.
You're exactly right, Jim. And look, I'll be quite honest with you guys. This started off as a mission for me to change the way people viewed their employment, the way employers viewed their staff. I think that too often it's been the boss says, and people don't learn
exactly
for themselves.
Yeah. Robert,
whereas one of the things I used to do in London with people was that I would ask them the question, particularly when they came and they asked me what to do all the time. And I said, but who got yourself out of bed? Who got you to work? And all. Well, if you've done all of that for yourself, why do you need me to hold your hand? Why do you think you're going back into a kindergarten?
Yeah.
Because we're all adults. We make adult decisions. And I think a lot of employers around the world would be better served if they had happier, healthier staff. And that,
Robert,
that was the way.
Being an American, can I go to your website and benefit from this information, or is it going to be? You said it's universal, so I'll be able to. I'll put it more positive. I will be able to go to your website and
you
benefit from
will,
it
Rich,
being an American.
In America.
We would like to have you on again. We're out of time now, but we'd like to have you back, and we appreciate you calling from so far away.
What is that website again? That's what I wanted to get. What's the website to go to?
It's gralife.smartmember.co. Sorry, .com. /home.
Okay,
so well, one more time, what is that?
gr8life.smartmember, or one word, .com/home.
All
well,
right.
Thank you so much,
well, I know once I got a hold of the different learning styles, it really helped me. So I really advise people to go to that website and check it out. Robert, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Robert. Well, have you
thank
back.
You for having us. I look forward to meeting up with you again.
All right.
You take care.
Thank you, Robert.
And that brings us up to tech time.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. Tech time.
It's tech time at Christmas time. I know everybody got nice, neat gadgets for Christmas. I personally, my gadgets for Christmas, I got all these smart TV things. I technically got a smart TV last year for Christmas. I didn't put it up till this Christmas. So I'm learning how to use my smart TV. I got an Apple TV. I got a Google Play thing. I got an Amazon Live thing, all to put on my smart TV. My advice to you, no matter what kind of gadget you got, read the instructions. I know we think we know everything. We just plug it in and start it working. We can cause ourselves so much problems and heartache because it won't work right, because we just didn't read the directions. And I'm not just talking to men, because we women tend to do it too. We'll just tear open the box and start plugging stuff in. Read all of the directions first. Make sure you set it up properly the first time. It's much harder to correct the problem. Now, Apple products, if you got an Apple products, take a few minutes, make an appointment at the Apple store. They will run you through how to set it up, how to work it, how to make it run properly, how to maintain it, and you will be a happier person with your gadgets. I love my gadgets that I got for Christmas. I'm sure you will love yours if you get them set up properly. I spent a couple of hours at an aunt's house last night setting up her smart TV and her DVR and getting stuff put together. Take that time, read the book. Even though it seems like it's absolutely the same as something you've done before, there might be just that one little thing that'll cause a glitch if you don't read it. So my tech advice today is to go old school and read the directions. And if you can't figure something out, go to YouTube and Google what you want to do. Everybody has a video to do everything on this earth on YouTube. Google it on YouTube. It'll help you 1,000%. That's my tech advice for today. And guess what? We're going to let Jim save his voice today, and we're going to go straight to Carmelita's Corner. I know she has an exciting, very handsome guest on the show today. So Carmelita's Corner, take it over.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello, everyone. And here we are. Oh, I love that applause. And I have a very special guest, as Eric mentioned, David Bakar, formerly of the Platters, a legendary group that was founded by Buck Ram. And David, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Carmelita. It's good to be here.
Don't you like that applause, David?
Hey, listen, we really miss it, you know. It's the lights on the stage. We step away from it, but it feels good always.
Yes, well, you are very familiar with that and so much more. I know when I first met you, I was very impressed with your performance. My husband actually took me to one of your shows, and then we became friends, and I just feel so blessed to have you as one of our friends. We've also done some things together, too, in the valley at the gate, a beautiful gate location there in Encino. Can you tell me how you got started being a member of the Platters and about the founder, Buck Ram?
Yes, I sure can, but just before you step away from the gate there, you always give such distinctive styling and terrific charisma to the gate and appearing with you. You know, I knew that whenever we had you on the bill there, it was going to stand out and have a really unique kind of quality to it. You know, the uniforms and the singing, and you had others that you interwove a really beautiful show always. And so I that stands out in my mind. So, but as you said, how I eventually came to be set up with the Platters. Well, I was started out as a solo artist. I was a solo artist from out of the Chicago arena. There, I had my own band, and luckily, I met a manager there, and he encouraged me to come back east there in about a year and bring my own band. So I did just that. We stayed in touch, and I brought the band back, and we traveled up down that eastern coast there. I went back to Maryland, and eventually I left that management and came in through because I was attempting still to grow even stronger, I thought. And as all young artists always see things around the corner that they envision, I came on to Las Vegas there, and from Las Vegas, I do believe it was very strange that I got a call from a particular management company there, which was formed by Buck Ram, and I was wondering how did he know that to be in touch with me, but it was through the association of my previous manager that he let him know that I was in town, and so Buck encouraged me to join up with the group there. I didn't have management at that particular time, and so I had never been with a with a group situation. It was always I did my solo act, and I had a band backing. I had my own arrangements and whatever. So it was going to be quite a different transformation for me. But lo and behold, Buck was very encouraging, and so I, you know, you want to keep your career going, and I joined the Platters, and I any of that. It was quite an experience there. Buck Ram was I thought he was a lawyer because he was always involved. They were always involved in some sort of a legal situation there, wherever city we would go to. But it was Buck Ram, I found out, was not only had that expertise in dealing with the legal aspects of basically with the wrangling of the Platter's name that he had to keep on trying to sort out, but he was an arranger, a very astute arranger who had arranged for big band leaders such as you know, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Cab Calloway. So he had quite an experience. He was also the better aspect, which led him to the notification of the general public, was the fact that he was a very astute songwriter. He had written a number of songs for a number of groups as well. And so that's what I was really influenced by, that this guy was not only an arranger, but he was a music producer, and he had management skills. And so he was he had basically come into being and got the Platters going because he was he transformed he found a singer in the likes, well, basically found a voice that he was looking for in the likes of a Tony Williams. And he found that group, I think it was around in and around the area of 1955, and they started putting things together. He transformed the Platters and changed their rhythm and blues style, basically. And he attempted to start building the group around Williams' voice because he finally had found that voice that he was looking for. And he wanted to basically take Williams' voice and the group itself and get them in an alignment with like the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots, which was a very famous, a couple of famous groups there at that particular time. He wanted to bring it more to the attention of the American public. And so that was a transformation that led to four major top hits. You know, we have in the likes of all the way in the likes of, let me see here, Only You was one of their first major hits. And then there came the Great Pretender, which he wrote. And there was Magic Touch and Twilight Time. And they once these things started clicking there, between 1955, 1957, 1960, they were one of the major recording groups in the country. They well, I guess I may be talking a little too much, and but
no, David, it's wonderful.
But what he did with the what he did, he hooked up with a major a record company called Mercury Records, and basically what he convinced Mercury Records, Mercury, which is Only You, they said, okay, yeah, we'll get this song out here, and Only You, and we'll put it on our Purple Race music label. And Ram said, oh no, that's not what I'm looking for. He insisted that the records be relabeled, stating that the Platters had worked too hard to have there and his market limited by a record label, and basically he wanted to, Mercury Records to basically relabel his records, not put a purple race music label on it, and limit his music and limit the group's music. Thereby, he's credited with breaking down the racial barrier and laying the groundwork for the black groups of the 1960s and beyond. So that's one of the things that, along with the fact of being a greater arranger and working with some of the top arrangers there, he had some concern for the direction of the groups there. And with, let me see here, he was able to do not only that, but let me see. Well, let me let you go ahead from there, okay?
But, well, David, you've done a wonderful job of being a musicologist, basically. I mean, I'm amazed at the information that you've just shared with us, some that I didn't even know about. And I thought I knew quite a bit. You know, my husband also is very familiar with the Platters because he knew Tony Williams personally. I mean, you know, when he would go back to New York, he would visit and stay with them. He was their house guest. And that's how I came to know Helen Williams, his wife. And, you know, as she took the part of Zola Taylor. And I actually had the privilege of meeting Zola Taylor, but not while she was really so much on the scene. Towards the end was when I actually knew her. And I was there in the hospital with Angel Sherborne. We all know her as Little Richard's girlfriend of many years.
Wait, no.
And so Angel had me take her over to the hospital, and we spent some time with Zola before she graduated to another world. You know, I'm just amazed at all the different groups of Platters. I have another friend that I just interviewed, the last interview before you came on, which is Beverly Harris, and she took Zola Taylor's place, you know, for a while, but... it's just amazing all the connections of the Platters. They've left their mark in so many places. And now I have another young lady that Beverly introduced me to over the phone that lives in Las Vegas. And I believe she's going to be my next guest. And we're going to keep this Platter story going for a while because she also has a connection with the Platters. It's just an amazing story. Maybe you guys have a movie in the making here. I mean, you know, all that you're telling me about Buck Ram is just amazing.
Well, I sense that there could be a movie made from all the various transformations that took place, and always there was drama involved in all these transformations as well. But
I know. It's a lot of legal battles, I know.
They kept the music going.
Yes.
People, yeah, exactly. People have loved the... Platters music throughout, and whatever country you would go to. I remember our last one of our jaunts there in Australia, and I was amazed to every city that we went to, it was the seats were filled. We went throughout Australia, Melbourne, Sydney, and even the smaller cities throughout for about a month and a half, and every city we would go through, people would bring their younger siblings. They would bring, you know, anywhere from 12, 15 years old. And we ask them, you know, even though we love your music, but, you know, we want our children to be aware of this music. This is great music. We don't want it to die out. And so they would bring their children there just to familiarize them with not only the music, the lyrics, and the feel. And I was really amazed. I never forgot that, you know. And that's throughout the world. You would go to different places, and they it would not just be the older people that would realize the music much longer than they have. You know, they would be so encouraged to want to keep on spreading this kind of music. About so that's one thing we got to be after a while be appreciative of. As a younger person, I wasn't so thoroughly appreciative at the time because I thought, geez, this is older music. But you listen to the lyrics and the feel and it inspired you. I know I liked many of the even we've taken someone else's song material and we would sing it, like Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh.
And we did a different arrangement of it and people loved it, you know. And I also loved it myself. Yes.
Yes, I'm getting a cue here that we're getting ready to get off the train.
Okay,
I
sure.
wish we, you know, I'm going to have you come back again. You're such a wonderful guest and so informative. And the people out there listening, you've got to check this guy out. He's got some pipes on him, let me tell you. I mean, you know, every time we ever did a show together, you always brought the house down. And I've always felt that, you know, the people in the valley are very privileged, you know, to have had that experience. And I'm sure that, you know, when you get ready to make that round again, they'll be more than thrilled to see you. And we've got to do some more things together, too. I like doing that duet that we did. That was a lot of fun. So,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll do that again. But I'm going to have to say goodbye to everybody in Radio Land. And David, you want to say any last words before we sign off?
Well, thank you for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I look forward to entertaining with you again and doing some terrific duets. Okay, and
Sounds good.
The music in the life, and because it's terrific therapy. Yes.
Yes, you know, music is very, very healing, and it's very, very therapeutic. So, goodbye, everybody. Have a good, happy holiday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Was that interesting? I mean, Carmelita has such rich information about music, and she has such wonderful guests.
She has contact. Yeah. She has contact with them, but boy, she can still sing, I'll tell you. She did a great job at the voice.
Rest your voice. You keep trying to talk and your voice is
gone. I'm gonna pop in and salvage you here, Dad. Like your voice is honey and tea. Everybody say Jim Zulli, drink honey and tea. Jim Zulli, drink honey and tea. And by the way, guys, I taught my dad how to do live stream. Aretha, you'll be proud of my dad. He did his first live stream on Facebook yesterday. And we're going to we're slowly going to get him bit by the bug now.
I did my first live streaming at the event, actually, and I had, amazingly to me, I had over 200 viewers. I was like, really?
Yeah, well, see, that's what happens when Eric Zulli is on stage and introducing it. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
You know, you also won the raffle. You won the Brain Tap raffle, Aretha.
I did. I won the Brain Tap raffle. It's a headset set and a light show. And it's just the whole thing that helps you relax. I haven't totally gotten into it yet, but I have used it a couple of times. It definitely relaxes you, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the different programs that they have and all the different stuff it can do. Having a look at it, you can go to braintap.com.
BrainTap Technology. BrainTapTechnology.com, and Patrick Porter, he's a PhD. And he's been on the cutting edge of the brainwave entertainment technology for over 25 years. And he was a co-developer of the MC2, the first personal light and sound brainwave training machine, voted best new gadget of the year in 1989, Consumer Electronics Show. And his new device, BrainTap, is distinctively designed to take the BrainTap technology sessions to the highest possible level with the addition of light and sound frequencies. So in a sense, it helps you de-stress. And I've used it. I've used a lot. I use it all the time. It helps you de-stress. It helps you sleep. It helps you prepare for things. It helps you just really straighten your brain out. And that's what's called tap, brain tap. It taps into your brain, and everybody needs one of these. And it's a $500 unit, Aretha, and I couldn't believe that you won the one. And by the way, guys, people have been asking me, no, this raffle was not fixed at all. This raffle, people bought tickets. we picked a raffle ticket, and Aretha happened to actually win it, but she got a whole bunch of tickets. So that's what happens when you do a raffle. You got to get a whole bunch of tickets, you know, and once you use it, Aretha, we need a review from you. We need to bring Patrick on, and you guys need to talk on the show. Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, I have tried it, and it definitely did relax me. And if you go to the website, you can see all the different programs and all the different stuff it does. It does so much stuff. It'll take a lifetime to figure it all out. But you know what your issues are, so you just go to what your issues are.
Yeah, there's over 700 different MP3s and situations on there, and a lot of qualified people have their. It's neurologistic brain programming, kind of, only it's very safe. And the lighting you were talking about, there's lights on the goggles, the eyepiece, and that helps to relax you. Like you close your eyes, and the lights kind of go do things. I mean, you really got to come to one of our events sometime, because most likely we'll have a brain tap, like sample chair, like booth there, and then you guys will be able to try it. And again, BrainTapTechnology.com. They're one of the advertisers for Radio Boomers Live, and I'm sure you know everybody will enjoy a brain tap. Everybody needs the next Christmas. Get a brain tap. Brain tapped out. Say that five times fast. Brain tap. Brain tap. Brain tap. Brain tap technology. Brain tap technology. Brain tap tech. Just kidding. So great show. Great show, guys. Dad,
well,
you still with us?
Next Monday morning at 10 a.m., as usual. Jim will hopefully have his voice back. We'll be in a new year the next time.
Oh, he will.
I
have the chicken. I have the chicken soup ready. My dad's not allowed to get out of bed, you know. And by the way, guys, do me a favor and email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts on how to nurse my dad back to health. Any health tips? Any ideas? Go to Easy Way Radio and post some comments. And we're gonna, you know what? I'm gonna start this. My dad is under the weather. How do we nurse him back to health? We're gonna do a whole social media engagement frenzy, and we're gonna get you back to health, Dad.
Okay. That sounds good.
Oh, my dad hates that. So much fun. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Aretha, you're awesome. Dad, we're gonna go ahead and let you close it out, but then you gotta, you know, go drink soup and go under the covers.
Yeah, it was a great guest. We wanna thank Robert for coming on. It was we wanna get him down here. Get him either that, Aretha, or we're gonna go out to Australia and do a show out there. What do you think of that?
My passport's ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and bring your brain tail. So
yeah.
Anyway, till next week, guys. We'll see. We'll be talking to you next year, huh, Reese?
Absolutely. It will be next year.
Oh, and everybody go to easywaybroadcasting.com/ Radio Boomers Live, and you will see the banner for Brain Tab. You can click on that and go to their BrainTapTechnology.com website. So,
see what
yeah.
it's like to tap in. See what it's like to tap into Aretha's brain. We'll see. Continued.
No, it's a scary place. No,
I was
going to
say
that'd be a
scary situation. By the way, Aretha, what are you doing for New Year's? You know, New Year's Eve is coming up. I know what me and my dad are doing. You should come to hang out with us on New Year's if you don't have plans.
What are you going to do for New Year's?
We're going to hang out
we might have a crowd.
I know. Well, I can't say where it is, but we're going to hang out with a filmmaker, a special filmmaker in his house, and probably about 50, 60 people. It's a private event in Woodland Hills, so you're more than welcome to come with us.
I might do that. I haven't decided for New Year's yet. But that
all right, well.
Exciting.
I'll be posting, and by the way, also too, to everybody that does enjoy Eric Zulli and the Easy Way movement, Eric Zulli fans page, you just look up Eric Zulli fans. I'm going to be going back on that page. Over 16,000 fans are on that page. It's a verified page, and that next year, all the goodies are going to be on that page for me personally, for the stuff I'm going to be doing personally. And we'll be pushing Aretha and all of our stuff that we have going on, and the Easy Way Visa card's coming out next year, so get ready, guys, easywayvisa.com. And Radio Boomers Live next week, Monday. Hopefully Heart Carmelita has that guy David back on. That was interesting. I remember we used to do stuff with the Platters. Remember that, Dad? Crystal Mons.
Oh, yeah.
And Pearl Records, yeah. And Group of Filmworks. And he was talking about the Platter stuff, and I was like, oh, I didn't meet this one. Maybe that's one that wasn't able to make it or something.
Eric filled the street. You filled the streets with paparazzi. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it was the Platter's name, not me. We just helped help boost and go off of that name, and you know, Pearl Records Group and Filmworks does their thing, and we just try to boost a red carpet, bring some PR and some promotional value. Stay tuned, guys. We got some really, really fun, exciting things coming up, and contact us at easywaybroadcasting.com if you want to get any help or boost to your next event or your brand. So I got to take off. I got a call coming up at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to give you guys back the show, and Dad, go to bed.
Actually, we're
drink
done.
We're done?
We're
okay.
Wrapped up. Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
we are done. Jim's voice is done. I'm on my way out. We are done. We will get to see everyone in 2017. Hopefully everyone has a wonderful, safe, sane New Year's. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and drive. Uber is there for you. Lots of people will give you free rides on New Year's Eve. So
right.
Have a great New Year's, great holidays. Enjoy all those wonderful presents you got, and don't let the holiday blues get you down. 2017 is going to be a great year. So just hang in
positive.
There, get past next week, and 2017 is going to just push the reset button. Even if
and
you had a great year, push
year.
A reset button and have another great year.
Have a happy and safe one. Till next week, guys, tune in. Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.